From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. defense chief is calling for Iraq to make a greater commitment to fight Islamic State militants that have seized large swaths of the country, saying Baghdad has failed to produce enough ground troops. He told the House Armed Services Committee the U.S.-led air campaign against Islamic State positions in Iraq requires capable, motivated, legitimate local ground troops to seize, clear, and hold the land. He called last month's fall of Ramadi, the Anbar provincial capital, to Islamic State fighters deeply disappointing. U.S. President Barack Obama agreed last week to send another 450 U.S. troops to Iraq to advise Iraqi ground forces in Anbar. Swiss prosecutors are investigating 53 possible money laundering incidents involving the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 FIFA World Cup tournaments. Swiss Attorney General Michael Lauber said Wednesday that the transactions were reported by banks through Switzerland's anti-money laundering alert system. He said that the case was huge and complex. Lauber told reporters that he does not rule out interviewing FIFA President Sepp Blatter. The Swiss investigation has been looking into allegations of mismanagement and money laundering connected to the awarding of the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar, respectively. A separate U.S. indictment issued last month charges 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. FIFA has ordered the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of ongoing controversy. This is VOA News. Pakistan's army chief visited Russia this week amid a regional redefinition of old relationships. Russia, which fought against Pakistan-supported Mujahideen during the early Afghan War in the 1980s, has been warming up to the South Asian country. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan's army chief, Raheel Sharif, met the top Russian civil and military leadership this week during a 3-day trip to Moscow. During the next few weeks, Pakistan's prime minister is also expected to travel to Russia for a multilateral conference. Relations between the two Cold War rival states have never been better, according to Pakistan's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Tariq Fatemi.
In the last 2 years, we have had more high-level visits between the two countries than in the past many years.
The two countries have announced plans to hold their first joint military exercise. Last year, Russia lifted its long-standing self-imposed arms embargo on Pakistan to prepare for the sale of defense-related equipment. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The Greek central bank has warned that failure to reach a bailout deal with its international creditors will result in recession, decline in income levels, and possibly even a withdrawal from the eurozone. The central bank issued its statement Wednesday, a day before eurozone finance ministers meet to discuss how to get more emergency funds to Greece by June 30th, when Athens is obligated to pay back $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. The World Health Organization said Wednesday the outbreak of the Middle East respiratory syndrome in South Korea shows the urgent need for greater international readiness to fight infectious diseases. At a news conference in Geneva, Switzerland Wednesday, WHO Assistant Director General for Health Security, Keiji Fukuda, said,
"This outbreak really ought to serve as a wake-up call for countries. I think, outbreaks are always occurring, but some of them have been very prominent in the past year. And as you know, I'm alluding to the Ebola outbreak, but also the many others which occur. And I think, one of the lessons from all of this is that it's just very clear that these kinds of outbreaks can occur anywhere in the world. They can appear in any country. And so one of the messages from the Emergency Committee to countries is that it's really critically important for countries to be aware of, to be prepared for the possibility of these sorts of outbreaks occurring in their country."
The Geneva-based organization said it does not consider the MERS outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern, thanks to quick South Korean action to contain the disease. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.